May I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Over the past few weeks, I have seen several nativity plays, and I personally love to watch the children. They are, of course, charming in their costumes, and their excitement fills the room. But what I love most is when the children do the unexpected. The sheep go astray, the innkeeper forgets his line. Or as in the case with our church nativity play this year, Mary enthusiastically pulls out the pillow from her dress as the angel Gabriel delivers the baby Jesus. I think we all love these moments because the innocence of the children points us towards hope. As we join with the children, we no longer think about violence, about war, or senseless tragedy. Our worries are put on hold, if only for a moment. Something within us awakens to the hope the children embody. And this calls to mind for me a recent experience during the rehearsal for our nativity play. After rehearsing for a while, one of the angels suddenly stopped and asked, "Why are we doing this anyway?" Great question, I thought. So I took a break and asked the others if they might have an answer. And without skipping a beat, Sophie, another of the little angels, said with great confidence of faith, "We are performing this play because Jesus was born into the world. He is the Son of God who has come to live with us. And we are showing this play so that all people will know that God loves them." Now, my initial reaction to Sophie's words were one of joy and also a bit of pride, for this little angel had it. She had grasped what Christmas is all about. But my second reaction was a bit more of a personal conviction. What about my faith, I thought? Do I believe with the same confidence as Sophie? And if not, why not? Am I too concerned with looking for evidence or finding logical explanations? It could be that my attempts to explain the faith, I miss what is clear as day to a child. Now, I'm not minimizing the importance of logic and reason, for God's intervention in the world is logical. It is, in fact, theological. And we see this in our reading from John's Gospel today, where he reveals God's extraordinary poetic and mystical vision for the healing of humanity. And John begins his story not with the birth of Jesus, but he brings us straight to the point. He takes us back to creation, to the beginning of time. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word is God. Now, with these words, John captures for us the astounding truth of the incarnation. The Gospel of John has been described as a lake so deep that an elephant can swim, and a stream shallow enough for a child to safely wade. And so to swim in the depths, to understand the complexity of the incarnation, we must first grasp the simplicity of our faith. Now, this does not mean returning to childish ways. It does mean, however, embracing the belief that there is something more to this life, something beyond that which we see and understand. And faith like this begins with the desire to believe, the longing to believe in someone who reveals the light in the midst of the darkness. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Now, if I could choose one verse from John's prologue in which to focus my faith, this would be it. For the image of light shining in the midst of the darkness of our world points us to the hope we all desire. And when sharing this image with children, I ask them to imagine how they might feel sitting in a dark room, and they say they might feel scared or alone. I then ask them to imagine what would happen the moment a candle is lit, when light enters the room. And they might say they would feel safe and warm, for even the smallest amount of light will immediately brighten the room, dispelling the fear of darkness. Light is powerful, and light is necessary for life, and the light of Christ cannot be overcome. When we see his light, our lives are changed. Now you might be thinking, this sounds lovely, but what does it mean to the reality of our world today? How does the light of Christ change our lives? I believe the answer lies in the simple message of our Christmas celebration, the amazing claim of the incarnation. The Word became flesh and has lived among us. God in Jesus has become one of us, and because he has, we see his glory. He has not come in power and might, but he has come as a vulnerable baby. God is with us today, not as a distant deity, but as an intimate friend. And this changes everything. The incarnation changes how we see ourselves and impacts the way we respond to the world around us. Life with Jesus is not a flight from the world of pain, but it is a call into the very heart of it. In a world engulfed in darkness, the God of light is showing us the way to live. And there are signs of light all around us. As part of our Christmas outreach this year, we hosted a party for Caxton Youth Club, an organization working with young people with learning disabilities. We enjoyed a lively evening of food, games, and dancing. And partway through the evening, a young woman who was part of the group stood up, took one of the microphones being used for karaoke, and proceeded to give a speech. She thanked the volunteers from Caxton. She thanked the church. She thanked God for the party and thanked Jesus for Christmas. And as she finished, overcome with joy and enthusiasm, she ran up to Father Ralph and gave him a big hug. Now, I found this quite moving. It was not so much what she said, but the sheer joy with which she said it. Defined by society as a person with a disability, even as a problem to be solved, that evening, she was defined by her joy, her thankfulness, and her faith in the love of others. To me, she was a sign that God is here, that the light is shining in the darkness. If there is only one thing we hear this Christmas morning, it should be that the story of Christmas is not only about angels and shepherds, a mother and her newborn, but it is also about all of us gathered here today. So today, in the midst of singing carols, listening to stories, and enjoying the company of family and friends, let's rejoice together as we proclaim that God became at Christmas one of us, and because of this, our lives are changed. Amen.